The emes is that you find a very obvious chilek between Kayhanim and Levim, which I think brings out this point very, very stark. And that is, the Kayhanim eat Truma. The Levim eat Meiser. Truma is Kodesh. In fact, the third parak in Masechtas Chagiga, a hard parak, is Chaymer B'Kodesh Mibetruma, where we compare and contrast Truma and Kachem, because Truma is a Kachem the Geinyan. A Zor is not allowed to eat Truma. If a Zor eats Truma, he's Chayiv Misa B'Dei Shamayim. You have to pay a Karen and a Chaymish. A Levi eats Meiser. Meiser is Chulin. Meiser, a Zor is allowed to eat. Meiser doesn't have the restrictions that Truma has. Truma is the Oichel of a Kayin. Meiser is the Oichel of a Levi. Truma is Meichel Kayidish, as opposed to Meiser, which is really Meichel Chulin. And I think that brings out very, very strongly the fundamental difference between the Kayin and the Levi. The Kayin is more Kaddish, and because he's more Kaddish, his Meichel is Lechem Melekim. It's Truma, as opposed to the Levi, who really is not nearly on that level of Kedusha. And because he's not nearly on that level of Kedusha, so it's for that reason, his Meichel is Meiser, which be a Emes is the Chassam Sofer in Chassam Sofer al HaTorah, and this is in Parshas Korach. See, he makes the same exact observation. The observation that Truma, you see, is Meichel Kodesh, as opposed to Meiser is Meiser, which is only Chulin. But he says such a beautiful Nusach to bring out the point. That is, the Gemara says in Masechtas Nedarim Daf Lamed Hei Yomid Beis, a classic, Ibo Yelohu, Hanu Kahani, Kehanim Datu Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, Shluche Di Danhava, Oy Shluche Di Shmaya. When a Kohen brings a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, he's acting as a shliach of the Tzibur, right? But who sent them, right? Who's he working for? Is he shluchad idan? He's working for the Bnei Yisrael? Or is he shluchad Shemaya? Is he working for the Eibishta? Says the Gemara, l'may nafkemina, what difference does it make if he's shluchad idan or if he's shluchad Shemaya? The Gemara says, I'll tell you nafkemina, l'mudar ano. Let's say Yid came to the Beis HaMikdash, he wants to bring a carbon. It just so happens that he made a neda that he's not going to have any hana from this coin. If he's considered shluchad idan hamahani leva aser, then this kohen would not be able to bring the carbon on his behalf. However, if the kohen is not really working for the person that's bringing the carbon, he's working for the Eibishta, so then already it's not going to be an issue. So the Gemara says, "My," and there's a whole bunch of tashmas, and the Gemara leaves this question without being poshted. However, there's another Gemara in Shas where the Gemara is poshted the shaila. It's a Gemara in Kedushin daf chav gimel amid beis. Says the Gemara, "Amar afuna b'reidu Rav Yeshua, hana kehani shluchad rachmana nino." The Kayanim as Shluchad Rachmano. Why it is all the Shluchad Idan? Because if you're going to tell me that Shluchad Idan, Mi'ik Amidi Danan Loi Matsino Navdina V'inu Matsi Avdi, how is it possible that Yid can make a Kayan a Shliach to do the Avoid of him? The most basic rule in the world of Shlichas is you can't make a Shliach to do something for you if you yourself can't do it. And from the fact that the Kayanim do the Avoid for non Kayanim the Beis HaMikdash, something that a non Kayan would himself not be able to do. So that's the right that with the Kayanim do the Avoid, they're not acting as Shlucha Didan, but rather they're acting as Shlucha de Rachmana. They're acting as Shlucha de Shema. In other words, the Gemara in Kedushin Chav Gimel Amid Beis is Poshet, the Gemara's Ibaya in and the Gemara comes out that Haniki Hanim a Shluche Dishmaya. Zok the Hilge Chsam Sofer. That this that the Gemara came out, that the Kayhanim a Shluche Dishmaya, that's only regarding the Kayhanim. Oh, but the Leviim he said a Shluche Didan. And said the Chsam Sofer, that's why Truma is Michael Kodesh and Meister is really Michael Chulin. Truma is Michael Kodesh because who's paying the Kayhanim? The people the Kayanim are working for. Who's the Kayan working for? He's Shluchad Ishmaya. And Arbit Fadab Ashefer. He's working from the Abishas. The Abish is paying. When the Abish did souls, he souls in his currency. The Abish's currency is Kachin. And that's why Truma has Kedusha. But the Levi are Shluchad Idan, said the Chsam Sofer. And because the Levi are Shluchad Idan, so they're getting paid by us. What's our currency? Our currency is Chulin. And being that our currency is Chulin, therefore, the Truma that they eat is God. Therefore, the meisen that they eat is really meisen chulin. Says the Chassam Sofer that the emes is, it's a mefurish pasuk. It's a pasuk in the Torah. It's in Mafter and Parshas Korach. The pasuk says, we're talking to the Kayana, to Levim. From Marta Aleim, Barim Chemes Chelba Mimenu, Finech Shavla Levim, Kitrumas Goyrim, Mukutvuas Yokev. So we're talking about meisen and we're talking to the Levim. Says the Torah, talking to the Levi. V'achalte moisnei b'chol makon. You can eat your meiser wherever you want. Atem, you, Uveischem, and your Bnei Bayis, Ki Socher Hu Lochem, because this is a reward for you, Chelef Avoidaschem Ba'oyol Moyed, in exchange for everything that you do in the Oyol Moyed. Zokt Rashi. What does it mean, V'achalta Moisei B'chol Mokoyim? Three words. Afilu Bebeis HaKfaris. The Pasuk says that the Levi is allowed to eat his Meiser, even in the Beis HaKfaris. Chiddush Nifla. You want to bring out the point that Meiser is different than Truma? Meiser can be eaten, afilu bebeis hakfaris. So what's the pasuk saying? V'achalte moisei b'chol mokoyim. The Levi, you get meiser, you can eat it b'chol mokoyim. You can even eat it in the beis hakfaris. You know what the point is? It's regular chulin. Why? Ki socharu lachem. Because all it is, it's payment. Chelav avidaschem b'ayol mayid. Because of the work that you're doing in the ayol mayid. Meaning you're working in the ayol mayid. You're doing a job and you're getting paid for the job that you're doing. And being that that's all that it is, v'achal t'mayis v'chal mokim. This is something that you'll be able to eat wherever you want to eat. And the Chasam Sofer continues, Kedarki b'kodesh. And he says that if you look in the psukim, you'll see that it's clear the Torah says that the Levim were meant to work for who? They were meant to work for Klal Yisrael in the beginning of Parashas Korach. Right in the beginning when Korach starts his rebellion. So there's a few psukim over there that talk about the Kayanim and the Levim. So Moshe tells Korach, Shimon Abnei Levi, Hez Herzu Bnei Levi, right? We're talking to you. Hama'at Mikem, what is it? Nothing. Ki Hivdel Elikei Yisrael Eschem Me'adas Yisrael Lahakriv Eschem Elov. What? It's nothing? You're like belittling what you have? You're being kafui toiv? Think about it. You were separated. You were separated from Adas Yisrael, from all the rest of the Yidden. Lahakriv eschem elov. For you to be in front of Hashem. To do what? Lavoid es avoidus mishken Hashem. To do the avoidah. V'lamoid lefnei ha'edah. And to stand in front of the Eden, in front of Klal Yisrael. L'sharsam. To work for them. You're working for Klal Yisrael. That's what the Levim were working for. They're working for Klal Yisrael. In Parshas Midbar, Bamidbar, right in the beginning where we talk about the Levim, Vaidabre Hashem Moshe Lemar, Hakrev es Matei Levi, Vamadata Oisai Lefnei Aharon, take Levi, put him in front of Aharon HaKoyim, Vesherusu Oisai. And their job should be, they should facilitate. They should help Aharon HaKoyim do whatever he needs to do. V'shamru es mishmartoi, v'es mishmeres kol ha'edol lefnei ayol moed, lavid es mishkan Hashem. V'shamru es kol ayol moed, v'es mishmeres b'nei Yisrael, lavid es avoides ha'mishkan, v'nosato es ha'levim la'haroin u'levonov. You should give the Levim to Aharon u'levonov. Nesunim, nesunim, hey Moloi. They're given to Aharon. From who? Me'es b'nei Yisrael. From the b'nei Yisrael. In other words, Klal Yisrael had a responsibility to help out in the Mishkan. They had a responsibility to make the job of Aharon HaKohen and his sons feasible. So what did they do? They had to appoint people. Who did they appoint? Sheva Levi. Sheva Levi had Kedusha, and therefore Sheva Levi is the one that's going to do this. That's what their job is. So he says, the Kayhanim Ashlucha Derachmana, like the Gemara says in Kedusha Chav Gimel Amad Beis, because the Ashlucha Derachmana, Shmaya, so therefore the food that they get chelav avodasam is coming from the Eibishter. Oh, it's coming from the Eibishter. Therefore, Truma has kedusha. As opposed to the Levim said the Chasam Sofer shlucha didan because they're shlucha didan. So it's for that reason the ma'isa that they get is really chulin because we're the ones that are paying them. If we're the ones that are paying them, so it's for that reason it's going to end up being chulin.